Mason Nealon here today. Joining me going to be Addie Antover from Kemper Catholic. Addie, thank you for joining us here today.
Yes, thank you for having me.
So, Addie, let's talk a little bit about you first. Kind of take us through your family. Do you got any siblings or kind of how's that family?
Yes, I have a family of six, my mom and dad, and then I have an older brother who has already graduated and is at Iowa State, and then I have my younger sister, Millie, who's also on the volleyball team with me, and then my younger sister, Eve.
And for you, I mean, you talk about Millie playing on that volleyball team with you. How is it to play with your sister?
It depends on the day. Sometimes we can really get after each other, but at the end of the day, it's fun. We always know that we have someone on the team who supports us no matter what.
For you as well, is that kind of competitive when you guys go home? Do you guys go back and forth with each other playing some volleyball?
No, I think that when we get into the house, I think we do a good job at not bringing, if we're mad at each other, not bringing volleyball into it at all. So we try to keep volleyball talk out of the house as much as we can.
And so while we're on the topic of sports here, I know you play volleyball, but what are some of the other sports that you do, either at Kemper or kind of outside of that as well?
I'm involved in basketball, soccer, and then also dance.
And so do you do dance both with, like, the school and outside of it?
Yeah, so I do dance with Fusion, and then I do the Kemper Kicks, and then same with basketball. I do Kemper basketball, and then play for him basketball out of Fort Dodge. So, yeah.
And for, I know that dance kind of runs simultaneously throughout the year. How is that kind of dynamic of switching between different sports, going to kind of a play for him basketball, travel AAU to dance to normal basketball? How's that kind of dynamic?
It's a lot, switching, and it's kind of hard sometimes, especially when schedules collide, but I think that my mom does a pretty good job at getting my schedule out so I know what I have, and then I can start preparing myself by getting in the gym for the different sports that are about to start and just kind of getting back in the flow by transferring through the different seasons.
I know it's probably a tough question for you here, but of the sports that you do, what's your favorite?
Oh, wow. Yeah. I think that it mostly depends on what season I'm in. But I think that basketball has taken a really high ranking in my favorites. So.
And so with basketball, was that kind of, you've done it for your whole life, or kind of take me through how you fell in love with the game?
Coach Yeti, I think, has really made the game, like, made me fall in love with the game. Last year was so much fun, along with Elsa Teventeller and Carson Overmull. Playing with them, some of my best friends on the court, we just had such a great time last year. And then going into play for him, which was something new and something I didn't know if I'd like, but the coach, Jeremy, he really made me enjoy the game too at a faster pace. So I think that, I don't know, just, I didn't think I'd fall in love with it, but it's just, it's one of my favorites now.
And I know you talk about Elsa there. When I interviewed you guys up in Rockwell City, you guys like to joke with each other and, you know, you're friendships out there for everyone to see. I mean, when does that kind of, for you, how does that feel to be able to play these sports and bond with these different people?
I think that the friendships I've made in sports are some of, like, the friendships that I value the most, because we're with each other so much during the seasons, especially me and Elsa in every single sport where we're constantly together. I don't know, I just, she's always supporting me, always pushing me, sometimes yelling at me, but it's good for me, so I don't know. I think friendships, like, it's just good to have friendships on the team, because then it makes you want to be there so much more.
For you now, I mean, I know you're probably busy with a lot of sports, but outside of sports, what are kind of the things that you like to do?
I like to sleep a lot. I like to sleep and watch movies and bike rides with my dad. That's become a thing. But other than that, me and my bed are really good friends.
That kind of typical teenage girl, you know, you get home from one sport and it's straight to bed.
Yep.
For you as well, I know probably a lot of the time, again, with sports there, but in school, what's kind of your favorite subject when you get to school?
Biology or sociology. Recently have gotten into sociology, and it's just sparked my interest with, like, how people, like, just looking at how people work and interact in society is really interesting to me.
Is that kind of a topic that you just started this year? Is that something that you've kind of been through before?
Yeah, that's just something that started this year. Just started DMAT classes, so it was an option to take, and the professor is really good at explaining and just gets us so intrigued about the topic with different things that she connects our interests with learning about how people interact.
And then I know with DMAC, it's kind of, do you like being at the DMAC as well, doing kind of those dual enrollment classes?
Yes, I love it. I have DMAC 2 times a week, and then the other 3 days I get to do whatever, so that's nice. But I like the different atmosphere in DMAC and how it gives me a break from being trapped in Kemper all day.
So let's look back now, talking about sports again here. You're playing volleyball right now, and you're doing pretty well for the Knights right now. You guys, I mean, as a team, doing well too. What's kind of, for you, what are kind of the things that you're looking at for the last part of this season?
For the last part of the season, so if we look at it, we have 3 more games, pretty good teams, Lewis Central, Harlan, Sergeant Bluff. They all are teams that are going to come after us. And so we need to be ready and we need to win those, because we're looking already here at, like, our seed. Our seeding is going to be really important here, and hopefully we get a pretty good lineup for the road to state, because we're looking to make another state appearance this year, and hopefully that state appearance gets us past the first round. And I don't know, I think that the rest of the year we're going to, if we get a fire lit under our butts, we're going to play well and hopefully do really well.
For you guys, I know that a lot of the girls, if talking to you guys in our post-game interviews and stuff like that, you know, that kind of state goal has been in your guys' mind all year. What do you feel like you guys need to do to get to that next level?
Limit hitting errors. We've talked about this a lot. We go into games, and, you know, if we get that fire in our butts and we're hitting hard and we're serving good and we're passing good, we are a really good team and hard to beat. But some of those games we come in and we just don't have the want to win very hard. So I think that going into these next games, we talked about a lot of practice, and we're going to go in, swing hard, get it done. Even if the team's not as challenging as others, we need to get in that role where we are just limiting all of our errors and not giving the other team points.
For you as well, I know that state's probably up on this list as well, but individually, what's kind of the goal for you to end out this volleyball season?
Individually, I want to keep working hard. You know, back row has now been added to what I've been playing, so looking at serve receive, I'm looking to get my serve receive better in practice, and then hitting, as always, hitting hard, blocking, getting the balls down. I think overall, just being a good team player and doing what I can to help the team succeed.
Well, Addie, we appreciate you joining us here today, and I bet you got some class coming up, so we'll let you get back to that.
Yep. Thank you.